Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we're going to talk about my family's trip to Osaka this summer. And Sochal, have you been to Osaka before?
Yes. I went to Japan November 2024, so it's been a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You took a trip around all over Asia, right?
Yeah, well, all over Korea and Japan. I did want to go to China, but I'm kind of saving that one because it's such a huge country. Its own trip.
you got to talk to some of our group members from our WeChat, because you might be able to get some inside information, you know, from them.
Because I've been to China before when I was younger, like maybe 10 years ago, but it's been a long time and I kind of want to go to new areas. You know, it's just like when I went back to Korea, I went back to some places I'd been before, but I went to a lot of places I hadn't been because just want to see new stuff every time. For me, I like seeing new things every time. But Osaka was my favorite place in Japan, I would say, besides the Asakusa Temple in Tokyo, which I really enjoyed. But I just love the food. You know, they call it Japan's kitchen for a reason.
Takoyaki.
Yes.
Yakisoba.
Takoyaki, yakisoba, okonomiyaki, and
sushi is really good there.
The sushi is so good.
It's so cheap, too.
The sushi I had in Tokyo was disappointing, actually, shockingly. But the one I had in Osaka, I still dream about these, like, butter-braised scallops on the sushi. It was, like, so delicious and amazing.
Yeah. I wonder if I had that. I don't think I did, actually, but I just go for the salmon and the tuna, you know? Like, I'm just a traditional, like, I just love the I just find something I like, I just hit the button again and again and again, you know.
Are you a trying something new adventures eater or
I'll eat anything, okay. But you know, I just whatever comes along the conveyor belt, you know, like I'll grab it, I'll give it a shot, unless it looks unless it's still moving, then I'll probably let it go.
Right. So did you go with your daughter as well?
Yeah, so it was kind of our family trip for the summer and kind of the last hurrah, because my daughter is going into her senior year in American high school, so she'll be going back to America. And but you know, Osaka's, you know, Japan trips are it wasn't a cultural trip for us. We're not that kind of family. We're the shopping family, you know. And it's, Osaka and Tokyo it's just shop after shopping. Don Quixote, you know, is a great.
I went to Donkey and I didn't like it that much. Sorry, okay. Japan. This is interesting. Okay. I mean, I don't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No. It's okay, because, you know, they just got all the like little weird things. Like I've got these neck towels that are like, they have like menthol, so it's like cooling effect on it. It's just just like lots of weird little like things that they have, like beauty products and soothing products and stuff, like health products. I'm always into a trip to Don Quixote and food too. They've got really weird little food things that are really cool, so or really delicious. So like
They do have good food stuff.
wasabi edamame things or whatever, you know, like the
Oh yeah.
little, yeah, this stuff is awesome. I love it.
They have these great like chocolate covered snack crackers. I don't know what, and these like queso flavored, like it says queso on it or something, but it's like cheese flavored chips. They're really delicious. They do have really good snacks. I'm kind of weird because, well, I'm broke because I'm still in my 20s. So
Yeah, a trip to Don Quixote might be eat into your budget too much, you know?
yeah, I mean, I did go a couple times, but a lot of the stuff is like I could find the same thing online cheaper. So I'm like, you know, if I want like a menthol neck towel, I can look that up on like Shein or something, or Temu and find it like, you know, like for a quarter of the price. So that's kind of like the type of person I am. If I can find it online cheaper, then I'm not buying it.
Yeah, we
Unless,
all
sorry, go
bets
ahead.
were off when we were in Japan. It was like just we were just I'm gonna buy this and this and this and we didn't even think about money, but at that time, but it was just you kind of like well, because you know, like you get to a different stage in life or whatever, and you're just like, okay, we've got this budget, like let's just spend this money that we put, you know, on a trip. And you know, we're not, it's not the traveling that I did back in the day when I was in my 20s, you know, where I had one little bag with two t-shirts and we were just roughing it in the cheapest places we could find in Thailand, and you know what I mean, like eating at the food stalls and stuff like that. There's something charming about that, but when you get to like 48 years old, you're kind of like, ah, just gonna eat in the restaurant, you know, I'm
You
gonna
need the
sleep in the
comfort.
hotel.
You like
Yeah, the creature comforts.
I craved comfort because when I stayed in Osaka, I stayed in a dorm. I stayed in the cheapest like hostel dormitory I could find, which was a bed in a 16 person female dorm for like $30 a night. And it was kind of terrible because I got very sick because there was a bunch of other sick people, you know, like because it was winter. And so it was kind of crazy. And the beds were horrible. I mean, oh my God, like the lumpiest mattress you could ever imagine. My hip hurt so bad because, you know, I have a bad hip. And I've had a bad hip since I was a teenager. So it was kind of miserable in that sense. And so I was like, if I ever go back to Japan, I certainly want to go back to Japan like with money. Because I feel like Japan with money is an entirely different experience than Japan broke. But I did buy a lot of things, and I totally get where you're coming from, but it was mostly like thrift finds of like places that I knew that I wouldn't be able to afford, or I wouldn't be able to find anywhere else, you know?
Yeah, I know, I got you. And we're the opposite, you know. My daughter spent probably $100 on like three like stuffed animals that clip onto your backpack, your bag or whatever, you know what I mean? They're like,
Wow.
yeah, it's like this $20 for that thing. It's like, you know, like oh,
The
yeah, but
Labubu
I want one, I want one, you know. It's
thing?
just like, all right, you know, yeah, it's I mean, but the thing is that I realize is that I'm not really a traveler type person. Like you know, we walk like 20,000 steps a day, which is good, you know, it's good for my health. But you know, it's just like the shopping after shopping after shopping. Even I get like tuckered out by that. I just get too too, you know. I just want to. I don't know what I want to do. Like I feel like other than shopping and eating, there wasn't really much to do. And you know, we went to Shinsekai, which was within walking distance of our hotel, which is really cool. I kind of like that better than Dotonbori. Dotonbori is the more populated area, but you know, I find that eating in the pot in the, those areas is terrible because the food is not that good. Like they're just
No.
all trying to, you know, kind of who can cut the most corners and make the most profit, and the tourists just, you know, suck it up. And I'm like, we found a little noodle place that was just totally off the beaten path near our hotel, and it was the most wonderful meal that we've had there. And we went there twice because it was just like just one of those great discoveries, you know, just random. You know, it looked good. And those are the real treats, I think, is when you kind of do some exploring. And I love to just go out and explore the city. Like, I don't know, I don't like having an agenda. You know, we're going to go to this place and do this shopping. But for my wife and my daughter, it was more of a shopping excursion. And that's fine. But for me, I prefer to live in a place like I would love to live in Japan, you know, where I could just like not have to any sort of like time, you know, like
Constraints.
yeah, time constraints, right? Where it's just like I have to, you know, go see everything and do all the stuff. Instead, I could just like live there and work there, kind of integrate into the society slowly and figure things out. That would be very, very interesting for me. So I'm thinking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-Grainger, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Maybe when I'm done teaching here, when I'm at the, because I'm planning on retiring in a couple years, so I'm thinking my wife and I are just going to wind down. But you know, instead of retiring, I could get a job teaching English in Japan for a year. That would be exciting, you know, and then come
Right.
back to Korea, reset, and then figure out another a place to go. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, you know. Is like I want to go back to Japan, but I want to do it like I want to live there, you know. And maybe once my daughter's more settled and like has a job and everything, and we don't have to, you know, be her primary caretakers and pay for everything, you know, that would be like a really exciting adventure. It would be just to get a job at teaching English in Japan for a year. Be
Yeah,
very cool.
I have 2 points to this. One, I think you should consider like slow travel, which I kind of like, which is like not, I think it's easier also for people with chronic pain and also like, because 20,000 steps a day is fun, but like, your back was probably killing you after a while.
Oh, after 10,000 steps, I have to do the Asian old lady squat, you know? Like just to take the pressure off my spine because I have a bad back. So it's
No, it's a
brutal,
lot.
brutal, you
Yeah,
know?
and it's like taxis aren't super cheap like they are in Korea, so it's like kind of, I mean, I know you're not too worried about money, but still it's like
No,
it
we
adds
never
up
took a
for sure.
taxi. We took the subway everywhere, you know.
Yeah, it adds up. And in Korea it's just so much more convenient because you can jump in. But anyway, back to my point about slow travel. It's like I prefer slow travel because it like gives you a chance to experience everything on like a different level. And then I feel like the shopping like go trips are like, I mean, this isn't to look down on it because I definitely do my fair share of shopping, trust me. But it's more like consumerist and you enjoy it less in some ways, like it just becomes very same after a while.
Oh yeah, it was just me going in there, and then my wife and my kid looking for the thing, and I'm sitting at the on the you know the Adidas shop bench, looking at my phone for a half an hour, 45 minutes, and then we go to the next place, and I sit down and I look because no one cares about my opinion, and I'm not useful in these situations.
You're such a girl dad. This is exactly how, you know, my dad suffered. But my dad was like way more vocal about, he never liked like us going shopping too much. You know, he's like, oh, you know, why? It's about experiences, not about buying stuff. So I feel like while it was kind of annoying to have a dad that was like overbearing in a sense, we did get to experience another thing of like, it's less about buying and more about like having certain experiences. And, but I get you, because I'm definitely prone to buying a bunch of stuff as well.
Yeah, and there was no way I was going to stop this tidal wave. Like, this is what we're there for. So, you know, I knew what it was going to be. But for me, it was just wasn't exciting, you know. Right. If I were in my 20s, back in the old days, I probably would have just found a bar and just sent.
Yes, definitely.
Had a drink, you know, but I don't drink anymore. So it's just, you know, right. I just wait, you know, just waiting, and then walking. Wait, walk. That was it.
You know, my second point is that I find it very interesting because, you know, I'm into astrology and I kind of am not as into it anymore. But I think in this particular sense, I'm thinking about it is like you wanting to live in Japan for a year. I feel the same way when I travel. Like I think it's because we're air signs and we're endlessly curious and we want to know how things work. We don't like just want the superficial visit. Like we want to get in there like more than a tourist just superficially walks on the surface of every place they visit. We want to integrate ourselves into every single process and experience, you know, the endless bureaucracy of moving to a place, what it's like renting in a place, the public transport system, you know, every place that you can eat, that locals eat at, like everything in a way more deep dive, you know. Do you agree with that?
I totally agree. I'm a liver, not a traveler. Tourist. Yeah.
You're a traveler, but you're not a tourist. You're like an experiencer, a liver. You want to get like in there, you know, really into the
exactly. I love the minutia of every day waking up and getting like a bicycle and just biking around Osaka, you know, like biking to work, you know, the way everyone uses bicycles. It's awesome. I just, that was, seemed so attractive to me, but it was like, it's not where we were at that point. You know, it wasn't possible. And so it just basically just gave me like a taste, just a little tiny taste of it, and just left me wanting more, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of where it ended up. But, you know, we had a nice time with the family, and, you know, it's just a great, great experience. And, you know, I would never, you know, downplay what, you know, the fun. But, yeah, it was a quick 3 days, and you're back into the normal daily grind again in Korea. And so it's all good.
I think we ended up doing certain things with my dad once we got older, which is like my mom, my sister and I would like do our own thing, like if that was shopping or beauty stuff or whatever, and my dad would kind of go do his, even if it was just like, you know, he's older than my mom as well, and so not that much older, but like I feel like 6 years makes a difference once you get to a certain age.
Yeah, sure.
So sometimes he would just be like, he's just going to kick back, do some work, like some writing or whatever he had to do because he's a professor. And he would write these articles. So he'd like kick back, do some writing and chill at the hotel for a while. And then we'd meet up for like a meal or something, and my mom, sister, and I would all be running around shopping and like, you know.
I think that's probably a better way to do it, and that's probably the way we will do it in the future. I think you know, I'll just go off and do my own thing and sit in a coffee shop and whatever, and just people watch, and then they can go shopping, you know, and that's it. And I'll be totally satisfied with that. So
I think it'll be good for your chronic pain, because I know for me personally in Japan, my chronic pain was flaring like crazy, because Korea is like super convenient. So you can just like pretty much jump into a taxi any time at any place and get like anywhere super cheap, basically. So your chronic pain is flaring, it's like pretty easy to figure it out. But Japan, like sometimes the elevators are only for people who like have a actual disability, like, well, not an actual, but like a pass, like a disability pass, and it says that on the little elevator.
Yeah.
Or like sometimes escalators only go one way, like down or up, and you have to carry your luggage around, or taxi is super expensive. So these are just little things about Japan that was very hard as someone with like an invisible disability. I was like, oh my god, my hip is killing me.
I can't just run around being like my back every single time. So, you know, you just have to grin and bear it. But
It was very, it was, that's how I felt. Like, it's, you know, I'm a young person, so I'm obviously a woman in her 20s, so I can't just be like, oh, I need to use this elevator.
I'm disabled. Yeah. Yeah, you can't explain your life story to them every time you get in an elevator, you know.
Yes, I would just, I would just suffer through it, but it was very exhausting after a while. I definitely took some off days just like chilling in the bed at the hostel, because I was like, oh my god, my hips are gonna like break off.
I hear you.
All right, listeners, well, let us know about your experiences traveling. Have you ever been to Osaka as well? Jack and I talk about these kind of things all the time, so if you're interested, make sure to leave us a comment down below about your own experiences or anything you'd like to hear on the podcast. You can listen to us on pretty much any platform where you get your usual podcasts, and you can always shoot us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com. That's AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com. And make sure to join our WeChat group to join the conversation. We will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.